Off the Ball. GAA.
Cork were nearly too honest. They were doing their best to play the game. Kill the game. Take off their helmet. The ref has to stop the game. Like, do something.
No, it is. Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Now, give them a second there. They're just getting excited for the All-Ireland final at the weekend. We were having a couple of arguments upstairs. You're very welcome back to the Football Pod live in Croke Park, brought to you with thanks to AIB. We've got our special guests, Kieran Donaghy and Mark McHugh, with us. Thank you. Woo! We've also got our very special co-hosts, Paddy Andrews and James O'Donoghue. Got to give them a bit of love as well. There you go.
You get a bigger chair.
You haven't mentioned the most special guest.
Is
we don't regularly have Sam Maguire sitting beside us, like.
Yeah.
That is nice. That is nice.
It's a pretty nice addition to have here in Croke Park.
It's good for the Mead fans to have a look at it there.
Public enemy number one now in Mead and Mayo. He likes the M's.
Yeah. Is it any wonder you're not linked to any of these county jobs, James?
He's coming in with me with Dublin. We're good. We're good, Jimmy. Yeah.
You'll do the backs, will you?
The backs. I'll do the best. First pass of the best.
Kieran, I'm going to hit you with an easy question to get us going here as we look ahead to Sunday. A pretty tantalising matchup between two different teams that have been flying it this year. How would you beat Kerry?
Oh. I said it to you outside. Like, honest to God, Donegal, with the players that they have in the middle of the field and the season they've had, you know, you would have them as favourites as the bookies does.
They're unbelievable. Yeah. Dude, look at this.
They literally fucking played Kerry 2 weeks ago and it's coming out with this shit. Like,
What I'll say is...
How much did Kerry beat Armagh by?
Kerry, if they fight for the dirty ball like they did today against Armagh and indeed Tyrone after the first 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's obviously the new game with the new rules. The breaking ball has become a huge part of it and Kerry were outstanding against Armagh in terms of breaking ball. And I think if they could win enough of that dirty ball and get it into Paddy, Shawnee, the Gainies, Clifford, they have a great chance.
Can I ask a question on that? Myself, Jimmy and Tommy having a breeze what we're on about most of the time. You're coaching at the highest end of the game this season and the rules have been exceptional. The games are just way better than we're expecting, an absolute classic on Sunday. How you played Kerry, Armagh Kerry, was it 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago now? What was the tactics around that, if you're allowed to share? Or obviously Kerry had their best 20-minute period in about 10 years, I'd say, against your guys. How big a role is tactics in that, and how big a role did the rules play in that, or how big a role is Ethan Rafferty's kick-off just going out, and it just breaks, and there's a bit of luck involved? Like,
yeah, I think there's multiple facets in that. I think, obviously, you know, there's a degree of ball that goes out in the air, and obviously when it's sailing through the sky, it turns into the battle, the dirty ball, something we prided ourselves in 2024, and I think something that Kerry really laid down a marker to us in that period. And you're saying it's the best period that they've had in 10 years. Yeah. I don't remember.
It was a lot better than they were against Meath and Tullamore.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't believe
it was unbelievable.
I don't believe we've seen a 14-minute period where a team wins 9 out of 11 kickouts and kicks 14 or 15 points. I don't think we've seen it ever.
Genuine, are you saying that the game comes down to kickouts? Like, if you're saying the game comes down to kickouts, right? Kerry are, they're actually a small team. Like, so if you're talking a Donegal early base side are gonna be overwhelming Kerry, who's gonna win that duel?
Yeah,
if it does come down to kickouts.
No, I'd agree. And like, we were going out with Niall Grimley, Reen O'Neill, Ben Creeley. Yeah. You're kind of thinking they will win an awful lot of kickouts. But what what ended up happening was Gavin White, Breen Begley, Graham O'Sullivan, Shawnee O'Shea, Paddy Clifford, like winning breaking ball.
Yeah.
So like that's, there's a degree of wanting that, and there's also a degree of what way the ball breaks.
There's a big degree of skill in breaking ball. People say that breaking ball is luck. I don't agree with that. Like breaking ball is a skill.
It is
massive skill. Like even you remember back to the Last Dance, Michael Jordan, your basketball. You know, remember Dennis Rodman?
Yeah,
he studied the basketball hoop and how each ball came off. Who was shooting the ball? Larry Bird was shooting. It would come off a different way, and he trained himself. I think that there's people out there that are just so bloody good on the breaking ball. And you have to mention two of them. Gavin White and Brian Begley was awesome that day.
He was, yeah.
You know, and I do not like when people say about luck and breaking ball. Oh, there's very, very little element, but you have to be in the right place at the right time, and the smarter players will
you
do that.
And actually, like Donegal are brilliant at it, at kind of pressing in a kind of a semi man-to-man slash zonal press on the restarts, but you can also always see the Donegal players breaking off at that fraction of a second earlier than anybody else. So yeah. They'll have studied the keeper, what way he does. Like Shane Ryan is out top quality.
Class.
And he's got a kind of a both-sided kick out, which is good for Kerry leading into this game, that he can not be kind of, it can't be one-dimensional in terms of how you defend these kick outs, because he can all of a sudden take two steps, kick it with his left leg to somebody in the jail pocket. So he's really good at that. But I think what Donegal in the last 2 years, and for me studying them as a coach, is one is how quickly they break off for the breaking ball, but also if the breaking ball is towards the Hogan stand side here, you'll see the boys in the Cusick stand are in full sprint mode. So the Kerry thing of get the ball, kick it into the lads, that's Donegal are the hardest team to do that against, because when you win the break and you turn to kick it, they'll have their weak side guys across, and that's something that they do very well. So that's going to be a big thing for Kerry and how they handle that.
You lost an epic this year by a point in the Ulster final, but like, you got loads of joy in that game as well. I think you kicked 28 points, did you? Did you lose?
Yeah. So,
did you beat that at times?
Yeah, we went, obviously you have to go after Patton and Donegal on the restarts, because if they get the ball, they're probably one of the best team in the country at bringing the ball up and dissecting you and going to work and getting their shot off.
Monaghan did that very well for a half.
Yeah, and that's going to be a big area for Kerry, is do not let them get primary possession. We're going to go after them. And, you know, as good as Patton is, and he's top class, and he's probably the best 80-yard kicker in the game off two steps, which makes him very hard to press against, he also has a mistake in him. And I think Kerry, you saw in the Munster final, David Clifford sneaking in ahead of a short kick out. They will be trying to bait Patton into maybe a few shorts and a few mediums, and hoping that one of them come up short, much like 2014, just a chance. Somebody gets on the end of it, somebody sticks it. That'll be a big part of Kerry's plan, obviously, leading into this game, is how do they, one, crack Patton on the longs and protect themselves by dropping weak side, but also can they force him into a short or medium, which at times against Meath and even in that Ulster final, you know, a few of them come up short or picked off, and they'll eat easy scores for the opposition. So it's a huge part of the game, and we've got two of the best keepers in the game at it on Sunday.
It's unbelievable.
Make it fascinating.
Yeah.
But like Mark said, it comes down to like who has it between the years. Like Kerry have been absolutely fucking written off. Like, I mean, if you're talking about a team that need motivation, like
who
they have been.
What did you say? Kerry have been what?
They've been written off by yourself,
but they're written off by their own. They're written off by their own. It was Kerry people that had written them off after the Meath game. It wasn't just me. Nobody listens to me.
Yeah,
anyway.
But at the same time, Kerry.
Did you miss Jack O'Connor's press conference?
That's fine, but Kerry write Kerry off at times. It's not the end of the world. Like they have been written off though. Like, actually, it's interesting you say that, because
I know Tommy and Brawley were fairly strong.
The two lads together were bad.
Kerry was
soft, and no one was good enough to play for Kerry.
Yeah.
I think
that was
Tommy
Joe's.
Said,
that was Joe's maybe, article.
I can't remember who said each, but anyway.
It was Tommy.
Okay, I don't really buy this.
No.
Kerry written off by their own. But they've proven since. Like,
yes, they have.
Yeah.
And the only reference I have to this is obviously my own time. But in 2014, before the Donegal final, we played Mayo in the replay, and Shane Enright was our best marker, one of our best players. And if you remember, Kerry supporters here, in that replay, there was a high ball went in to Killian O'Connor and Shane, and it broke, whatever.
And penalty.
Penalty. Shane took down
Blackheart.
Killian O'Connor, right? No. He was booked.
Oh, Jesus Christ, there's always one.
He was booked.
That ain't no Shay. Aiden, relax.
No, it's Mayo Mick.
Aiden, shut up down there, will you?
It's Mayo Mick.
But look, Shane was on a yellow card already.
Okay.
Right?
We were lucky that he didn't get a black.
We were fucking
horrible. I remember, I remember that, yeah.
So we should have been sent off. So the following week, we'd get some mail every so often off, like, supporters, whatever, just like it might come to your house, it might come to train if they've ever saw.
Wishing you the best of luck, is it?
Fast yes, mail. Exactly. So there was this one time where
James O'Donoghue, Killarney.
Yeah, no, that
James O'Donoghue.
It'd be James
Rathkeel, Limerick.
Anyway,
the new gaff in Newcastle West. Yeah,
the parish rule doesn't apply.
The garden.
I said to you something. I said to you, and Christina, a thing for your new baby, and I just put on James O'Donoghue, Limerick, the football pod, and it got to him. So did it not?
They didn't drop it to the door. They dropped it at the end of the garden. They were like, "This is the end of the garden." But Shane gets a bit of a hammering after that
replay
moment. He gets taken off, but he was still our best defender. So you'd often get mail off supporters. So bits of mail came and to Viserys Stadium. We're going for dinner. So we're in the Brehin in Killarney. We're reading our letters. So I got a letter. Shane got a letter. Maybe someone else. It might be good, it might be bad. So Shane opens his letter and it's like, "Shane, you should never play for Kerry again. You are terrible," right? And Shane's one of our best players, like. So it's just par for the course. So I'm sitting next to him going, "Shane, that is a fucking disgrace," right?
Signed, Dara O'Shea. Irish Times.
Yeah, probably was.
That
is a fucking joke. No, his letter is kind of, you have like, it's kind of notable paper and handwriting is...
Sketchy handwriting.
The crayons. Like.
You always know.
So I also have a letter. So I'm like, "Shane, honestly, that's a fucking disgrace. That is not going to fucking to fall here with us. Do you know what you do? We'll write back to them. And you can sign my name as well." So as I'm saying that, you can sign my name and I'm opening my letter. And sure enough, it's the same handwriting. "James, great game on Sunday." I'm like, "Shane, you should listen to this fella. He knows his stuff. He fucking does." Never mention it again. But like in Kerry, you do get written off or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's all okay. About just bouncing back. You need to ignore some stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe buy into some stuff.
We have a couple of members of the Kerry Mafia in the audience. They keep a very low profile. They're some of the core support.
So she in here.
Kerry footballers, Barry
Lennon. Tim and Ambrose are down the back there.
Tim and Ambrose here as well. But there is a core support in Kerry, but every county has maybe people that might hop on, you know, in the bandwagon when things are going good. But every county has the core support that'll always stick with you, you know. So that's the way it is. But we know Mark and Kerry, they're the masters at writing themselves off, getting themselves going, getting themselves up for it.
Jimmy's very good at that.
Right? Yeah, he knows what he's doing. He's been part of the WhatsApp group already with all the lads. What did Donegal have to do this weekend to win the All-Ireland final?
Stop Clifford. Stop Clifford.
Stop Clifford.
Lovely. We'll do
genius.
That.
Genius down the front.
Are you looking for a job?
Paddy's looking for another assistant manager in Dublin. Hey, you'd be a good man for him.
Come with me.
That's one of many things. The boys have said it.
this new game, and it's brilliant, you know, and fair play to the FRC that have created it.
Fair play to Michael Murphy, you know. Fucking hell.
He did
You're
well.
Some
he
by did us. Well, he are some by us. Oh.
Suits him.
Oh, fuck, suits him. Up top. No tracking.
Jim, just hear me out. One thing. The forwards can't run back. Just trust me on this.
I think James and Paddy were both on the FRC as well.
Lads, we're all going back. I wouldn't leave the 21 if we could.
But, yeah, listen, it's a game of kickouts. And the two keepers are the two most important people on the field for me this weekend. And people can say it's Clifford, people can say it's Murphy. Yeah, okay. Ultimately, I think whoever wins the kickouts and whoever wins that midfield battle will ultimately win the game. Donegal, in my view, in recent history and in Jim McGuinness's times, have always managed to take out the best player of the opposition, or the best two players, wherever that be, or limit them to as much as they can.
There's probably three this weekend up top, though, isn't there?
I get that. But what they probably might do, is might just pick two of them.
Okay.
They might go the three of them. It's very hard to man-mark three people in this modern day.
Yeah.
You're leaving then, an 8v8 or a 7v7 at some stages, and then you're screwed completely. And I felt Tyrone did that against Kerry. I thought they went man and man far too early. Sure, they cut them open for six or seven goals the first half. They didn't take them. Probably didn't hand pass enough across to pass. And hey, they probably went for the juggler.
Greedy forwards.
Never do it. But Mark, tactically,
yes.
The only team, and this isn't fucking taking the piss, but the only team that's got it right against Kerry might be Meath, right? That's not.
I think it was more so Kerry. Not really turning up that day, right?
What do you mean, right, with the question mark? You're like, what are you talking about? You're trying to get me to give me the compliment. You're obsessed with me. Actually, Paddy, his form has dipped so much.
Yeah, it has. This
was his trajectory, right? Meath winning, next thing, Meath losing. His form has fucking dipped so bad. He's a crankiest man.
The whole thing over the summer.
Get back to your point.
The Royals are going well, and then I'm going to start watching the hurling.
But what I'm saying is, tactically, we've seen Meath do a job on Kerry, okay, which might... It was probably disrespected at the time.
But how did they do the job? What did they win that day?
Yeah, but Aaron. Yeah, but Kieran, Airily, they destroyed him, right? But what I'm saying is, maybe the teams after him, yourselves included, maybe Armagh, Tyrone, they took the fact that maybe Kerry took the right off the ball against Meath too seriously. That wasn't the case. Meath were actually a really, really good side.
Yep.
Airily competing under the breaks, two pointers. Like, if you think about what Meath actually brought to the game, it was actually a lot.
Yeah.
So I think that Donegal can actually read a lot into that. Do you know, it might be a case of whatever happens, we're winning the ball airily or under the breaks. After that, we'll decide what we're doing. McColl's on Clifford.
Yeah.
We'll obviously stop that threat first, but airily, we're going after it. And if they don't do that, and Kerry are winning, if Kerry win midfield, okay? Now, I'm not saying that Kerry shouldn't win midfield, but
who's going to win midfield?
Kerry.
Who's going to win midfield for Kerry?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is Kerry are very good early at times, right?
Jeremy
Kerry
have been over here.
Joe hasn't been around that long, right? But he's one of the best players in the country. Honestly, one of my favourite players.
Not as a fielder, though. He's not like that.
Marco.
He's a dynamic player. He's exceptional.
Yeah, but he'll box and he'll win dirty ball. And,
I'm just asking. Yeah.
But if you look at Kerry's other players competing...
I'm neutral here. I don't give a fuck.
Pipe down, Paddy.
I'd be like, Meade had eight shots at two-pointers in the first half, and they don't have the technical quality for guys to execute that.
Yes, Harry.
And not that they were bad shots. We were watching the game together. Mm-hmm. We were upstairs. Matthew Costello, exceptional player. He's got ability. But if Donegal drop back to that arc, I'm not saying they will or they won't, and loads of people probably said this, but Kieran Thompson, Michael Langan, Murph, these guys come out. That could be a problem for Kerry. There's loads of nuance to this game. That's what makes it so exciting. But
Mark, what do you think the key element for Donegal is then this weekend of getting right? I know the Clifford thing is obviously a big conundrum. Clifford and Murphy, there's so much talk about Clifford and Murphy this
week. Might not come down to that though.
I don't think so. Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think it will. Mark, what do you think?
Well, I think firstly all the Donegal players need to step up, and I think that was what we have done consistently since McGuinness came back. And for years there, I think we had about four or five players every day that consistently played the eight or nine out of ten. Now it's a collective, you know, and I just think our bench is a wee bit better than Kerry's bench as well.
It is.
Ultimately, I think as well, with Kerry, you're on about the me thing. Jeez, I think this is a me podcast. I was mentioning me.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have brought it up. Sorry.
Colm O'Rourke's coming on now in a second.
Crow Park has a huge effect on Kerry, you know. Since they've gotten to Crow Park in a summer ball, you know, the Tyrone game, the Armagh game, they've really showed their class. They've showed their kicking game, and Donegal's going to have to try to counteract
that. Can they play that kicking game against Donegal? Are Donegal going to allow them to play that kicking game, that quick?
Mark, are you saying
the way they played? Kerry changed the way they played 2014.
Different rules, different game back then.
Yeah, but is Kerry going to have completely changed the way they played against two Ulster teams, Armagh and Tyrone, to go on and play against Donegal this weekend? I don't think they will.
Okay.
I think they will change, Mark. I do.
Yeah.
Because I think they will have
to slow things down.
Unbelievable respect for McGuinness. Like, the fact that Kerry have come through McGeaney and Donaghy and
he threw that Malachy in there, like.
Great coach, by the way, Kieran Donaghy, savage.
McGeaney and Donaghy and Stephen McDonald.
No, but like the fact they've come through those, Tierney, right? Like. The fact they've come through those. I honestly, if I know Jack, I swear to God, he would be obsessed.
But he's got Keane O'Neill.
McGuinness first.
Keane O'Neill is with him too.
Keane O'Neill, he got the better of Donegal last year.
Keane O'Neill has a great record against McGuinness.
Different Donegal.
He beat them with Mayo, I think, in 13. He beat them with Kerry in 14.
Mm-hmm.
And he beat them with Galway
last year.
Yeah. So he does have a little bit of experience.
But I still,
Jack is taking his eye off the ball with McGuinness, he's going to be obsessed with McGuinness.
Yeah. I think Kerry will have to be very smart that when the kicking game isn't on, which is what you're talking about, you know, they win the ball, they kick it forward.
It's not going to be on.
There'll still be the odd moment that'll be on, right? And Kerry will have to be brave and move the ball forward.
The rules allowed again, it will be on at some point.
It will be on.
It definitely will.
And we'll have to be brave about how you move the forward and the ball into that. But when it's not on and Donegal are set, Kerry will have to have the smarts and the footballers to say, we got to move the ball around against these fellas and we got to shift them because they are really good and it's a part of Jim's strength. He's obviously worked in soccer for 10 years. He's used to defending 11 against 11,
shift
which is what
defense.
The game is. And they keep the centre pocket very strong, Tommy. And how Kerry, and they've got really good kickers, and Kerry will have to move the ball around, get some depth, get it out, skip on the rotations,
skip
passes, get it to the other side quickly, try and attack. And something Donegal do really well is how they leave the inside corner opposite to the ball, completely free. Like, they don't defend that man because they see that man as a two or three or four passes away person.
Connolly seen it against the Ulster final. Ashton Connolly was brilliant.
He was more coming in from kind of like a half-hour position where he was getting it, and Ushin is so quick.
Mm-hmm.
And Connolly's got the pace to beat someone and take it over.
There,
but that inside pocket is the one that they kind of abandoned.
Just abandoned, yeah.
Okay,
to stop the goals. And I believe Kerry will have to get goals on Sunday to win this game.
So, okay. Kieran,
but not force it. They got to keep the scoreboard ticking. The biggest thing is actually if Kerry can keep ahead, Tommy.
Okay.
If Kerry go behind, that's where Donegal are going to come into their own because they'll be able to counterattack. They'll be able to suck you in, turn you over, and go.
Yeah.
One question.
Right, James.
You faced Donegal. You faced Kerry. Who's better?
Hey, Tommy. You might be under pressure for your job after that question.
Swap seats
over there. Go on. Go on, James. We'll give you the floor.
Don't touch that.
Don't make a balls of this question the second time around now.
Shit.
Go on.
Come on, Tuberty. Let's go.
South Africa, why did you take my money? You've met
Donegal, Kieran. You have met Kerry. Who's better? Up Meath. Go on, you.
Well done, lads. Well done.
And not beating around the bush, this is like, it is a toss of a coin. And like, you can't prepare for Kerry without looking at like how good the likes of Shawnee O'Shea, David Clifford, Paddy Clifford came off the bench only against Armagh, which he'll be obviously probably more than likely starting the weekend. And then you've got Donegal's kind of all-around package, the height they have, as Paddy said. Potentially, they will look at their bench like they have more on the bench. And I think that's why that Kerry start and how Kerry play, and if Kerry can get into the lead. And like Donegal against Galway last year, Galway got a lucky goal into that canal end. And you could sense a bit of panic from Donegal after that. I felt that they forced things. You know, they looked at it, but this is our chance. You know, Jim is here. We're supposed to win the All-Ireland. There's a bit of pressure on Donegal too to actually deliver on this, because 100%. The whole year two talk, what he does, what Jim does around year two is going to be based around beat Kerry, win this All Ireland.
They would have panicked half time in the Monaghan game. They were in, like, I'm not saying they would have lost
7-0.
Well, like, hold on.
Was that on GA Plus?
Mark, was Paddy
great platform.
That.
Yeah, Paddy covered.
Sorry. I've gone off script.
Mark, really, you see a team that was panicking. Now, we got to be quick here because we got to get out of here at 10 o'clock. So we've got a couple of quick things to get through.
The neighbours are giving out. Like,
I have two questions for you. Did they panic at halftime in the Monaghan game, or did you think that they...
Did they panic?
No.
They didn't panic at halftime. I'd say he settled them down halftime. Before halftime, they looked like a wee bit of they were panicking. Patton was kind of all over the shop. He just gave away the goal. And that's what worries me a wee bit. You know, no disrespect to Monaghan, no disrespect to Meath or Louth or Donegal, but they are Division 2 teams. And that's the one thing that I am a wee bit worried about.
Michael Connery was at our football pod a couple of weeks ago, and he said, you shouldn't say that. You should say
no disrespect, but
disrespect.
Total disrespect.
Absolute disrespect, no. But that just worries me a wee bit, because Monaghan have showed up with flaws and weaknesses in Donegal, and if Kerry can do it, they would probably punish us a wee bit more and wouldn't let us back into the game as maybe easy as Monaghan let us back into
it. And Paul
game.
Gainey is a big... A he's big huge, show, he's like he's such a massive player for Kerry.
Kerry team has
if
been
they can
named.
Get him out there from the start and go.
Is it?
Kerry squad has been named. Tom O'Sullivan isn't at 26, but Paul Gainey is. Jeremy O'Connor. No, Tom O'Sullivan isn't.
Is Gainey starting? Named at 15.
Gainey's not starting, no. But I'm sure he's.
Gainey's important.
And Jeremy O'Connor?
Jeremy O'Connor's in 26 too. Mark.
They don't do these dummy teams anymore, so they messed that up after the last time. So Jack.
No.
When we're managing Dublin, what will we do? Like, we'll name a few dummies. We'll see you in Kyo's
Mark,
an hour.
We're going to do a raffle in 2 seconds, but the lads picked a combined 15 during the week, and you think we're sleeping on a couple of players.
Hang on.
Hold on.
Paddy picked a combined 15.
Sleeping or alive.
You think we're sleeping on a couple of players?
Tommy picked a combined 15 and signed their name to it.
Shane O'Donnell's probably been one of Donegal's main forwards this year. He didn't have him on it, lads.
Instead of who? Paddy Clifford.
No.
You didn't have Sean O'Shea on it. You better be quiet.
Yeah, you stop. No.
I'll stand over this after the battle.
Well,
Shane O'Donnell's better than Paddy Clifford.
You had Kieran Moore half forward. Kieran Moore's been playing a lot of his football at half
back. No one plays in between 5 and 12. No
so
one plays.
You can put anybody in them. Is that the way, Paddy?
Exactly. Yeah. Same as the All-Stars.
I can't wait till you're managing.
Those All-Stars are.
You're managing Dublin, sir.
You're with me.
And Conor O'Donnell. Conor O'Donnell as well.
Ahead of him, David Clifford.
No, probably not, David. Exactly. No.
But maybe, Gallen obviously has come into form in the last couple of weeks. Conor O'Donnell has been absolutely unbelievable this summer, yeah.
Gallen has come into form, I suppose, the last game or two, but Conor O'Donnell's been consistent for Donegal throughout the year.
And he was a big loss last summer.
Mark O'Shea. Conor O'Donnell in Killarney against Kerry.
Yes, I was down that
absolutely
game.
Absolutely.
The way he plays, he's a good player. Against Kerry.
He's a different type of player to anything Donegal has. You know,
dynamic.
And he's dynamic and he can do anything.
He's so flat-footed that you actually think he's not that quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Next thing he takes
he's
off.
Quick.
He is lightning. But I do agree that maybe a bit underrated as opposed to the more established fellas.
Is
Nicky English playing in this game at the weekend or what?
Am I picking out one ticket here or two? Two. Picking out two tickets. Okay, so this is how this is going to work. I'm going to get our special guests tonight to pick out a ticket each. If your ticket is called, come up, please, and join us here, and I'll explain the next part to you. So we're going to have two tickets picked out here.
Is this for a match
when,
ticket?
When? What number do you have?
Oh, so to get if your ticket, ticket is called, just tune us for 1 minute.
You can just give me the tickets and I...
If your ticket is called, you haven't won yet. You've got to do okay. Make a big decision.
If your ticket is called, you have to leave the building.
Oh, just one. Hold it there. Tell me what you have.
282.
So that's number 282. Can you join us up here? You're into the next leg of the competition. Number 282.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, my God. It's a good meet him, man. This was not rigged. Bye, Nigel. Best of luck.
What the fuck is this?
Good luck.
Fucking hell.
It's Tammy's there.
Right, Kieran. Okay. What have we got?
156.
156. Another mead man. Another mead person, please.
Oh, there he is.
That's a Kerry man, it's, baby.
It's Sean Boylan.
I wish Sean was here.
Mike B, what's the story?
Do I have a mic?
We know
I have a Roman mic there. Second mic.
So what's happening?
Oh, you have it.
What's this all about?
Do you mind
contestant, is it?
Letting the lads know that they have to make a decision here.
Bruce Forsyth here.
So you guys have to pick whether you want the lovely James or the lovely Paddy to represent you.
In a competition.
In a competition.
You don't know what it is.
Well, you can kind of see it coming behind them.
180!
Fucking blind. What is it?
Do you have any strong feelings, either of you?
James, you'd be a good dart thrower.
I'd go with James, if I could.
You happy enough to go with Paddy?
Yeah, I go with Paddy, yeah.
I actually know Nigel Maguire here. He's a good Meadhill man from my own club. We didn't plan this one. Best of luck. I hope you lose, because I'll get in trouble if you win. Where are you from?
From Killarney.
Killarney, what's your name?
Michael O'Connor.
Lovely. Michael, you've gone for James. Is he a club mate or are you from Crokes?
Yeah, we've known each other all our lives, basically.
So, oh, I love it.
I know him pretty well. And I know... I know he's fucking terrible at darts, but anyway...
I've never seen that. James,
I'd run out one of 5-6 on. I'd rub it out.
Darts.
Mikey, hey. I got you.
So,
did you throw left-handed?
I'm blind. I can't.
Are you one of these right-handed fucking throwers, though, left-legged footballers?
Throw the Tommy like.
Go on, boy.
Now, come here.
Can I should have picked Paddy. You should have picked Paddy.
So, James, don't throw them yet.
This is for All-Ireland final tickets.
But thanks to AIB, who have them here. So, Nigel and Michael, come over here. I will tell you, you're in trouble, Nigel, because Paddy can't see beyond 3 yards.
I'm fucking blind. So take my glasses, man. I'm fucking blind.
Michael.
So what? Okay, go on.
So you get 3 darts. Try not to hit me. I will clock up your score with some quick maths.
All right.
And whoever gets the highest score, basically your contestant will be going to the All-Ireland final with a pair of tickets.
Do we not get any throw, no? No? Yeah. We get no throw.
You're going to help me with the maths. Now, you ready, James? James, hold on. Have you played darts before?
Jesus Christ, he's thrown right-handed. He's left-legged.
I'm like yourself. I
didn't know what was good, right or left.
What's the stage?
That's a 12. That's a 1. That's 13. That's a 5. That's 18. Oh, that was poor.
Who's with me? The mean guy is with me.
Paddy just has to hit the fucking board, basically.
Paddy just has to hit the board.
I still reckon I'm favourite.
18.
Paddy, if you don't beat... Hold on, Paddy. If you don't beat 18, you will never leave it, though.
James, stop. Mikey, I'm a cornerback.
I'm a cornerback. Sean Boylan's with me. Come up here, Sean. Come on. 18.
If you get one in your first throw, it's right. Serious.
Let's put him under a bit of pressure.
That's very far away.
Yeah, keep your foot back.
Behind it.
18! He's got 18! Hold on! You're not done yet! You're not done! You gotta hit the board! Just hit the draw! He's got 2 darts left!
Paddy, fuck that on the ground.
Another All-Ireland for the dubs. Fucking hell.
Barry,
can I take the cup?
Hold on, you got to end on a double. We're going to be here all night. You got to end on a double.
No, fuck off. Fuck that.
Well done. Well done, Paddy. Good job.
Congratulations. Enjoy the match. Hey, come on, Jeff.
Nigel, congrats. Michael, hard luck. I apologize.
Jesus
Christ. Well, you're sorted. You're good.
Lads, there's very little left. Sir, thank you, DAIB, for putting the show on tonight. Thank you, DAIB, for the tickets. Up the Royals. I'm going to say it one more time. Meadman has won the All-Ireland Final tickets.
The Mead Pod.
Yeah, I know, Mark. I'm sorry. I hijacked it tonight. Apologies for that.
You think they're in the All-Ireland Final?
I put you up against it.
What do you call the fella that was on before me in the RT? Paul...
Paul Shankey.
I thought you'd have done...
Meader back.
I thought you'd have done Donegal Kerry fucking... Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
So...
And we're not doing predictions for
that's what I'm getting to.
Something.
That's what I'm getting to right now.
Oh, sorry, okay.
So I'm going to start with James O'Donoghue. Give me the winners and give me a fella you think is going to...
Who's the star?
Possibly win man of the match.
Okay.
I know you like backing a good man.
Honestly, this is going to sound like the most dickish thing of all time, but it's honestly the most 50-50 final in a long, long time. That's it. Don't worry. If you're from a Kerry point of view, the amount of people you have to quieten, okay, you start with Murphy. Whoever marks Murphy, the second best has to mark Gallen. Maybe the third best has to mark Conor O'Donnell. Sorry. Hey, you haven't seen that in a while, so fuck you, my job, leave it off. Do you know what you're going to do? You can fucking piss off. They want to.
It's all right, Jimmy. I've seen enough of it during my career. I have a load of, if anyone's looking for...
James, you've got 30 seconds.
I have all Ireland medals.
Prediction, please.
30 seconds.
No, you're like, you've got less. Like, okay, 30 seconds for everyone.
My fear is that Kerry have too many fellas to mark. That said, I still think... that if you're Donegal, how do you mark David Clifford?
Yeah.
Like, how do you stop him? So okay. my prediction is David Clifford will score maybe 7-8 points as a normal, which is fucking ridiculous. Johnny Shale kick a few, Paudley kick a few.
Sure, why would Donegal
score? No, Kerry.
Oh, Kerry, perfect. Okay, woo for Kerry. Paddy Andrews, please be quick. Who do you think is going to win this weekend?
Slam dunk. Donegal are going to win by 4 or 5 points.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, guaranteed. Yeah, honestly.
Kieran Donaghy, make your case.
We'll tell you more in Kyo's in about an hour, but we're on the clock here. But
Clifford with a two-pointer near the end to win it by one. And Joe Connor to be man of the match in the middle of the field.
And the Rockies, love it. Mark McHugh, final word to yourself tonight. You've been up against it all night long. Yeah. I hijacked it with Mead. You had two Kerry men here.
Roy McHugh, man of the match.
New baby. Hey,
Sam Maguire.
For men who like to rate yourselves off, you both went for Kerry. That doesn't make much fucking sense, boys. No, it's Donegal for me. Thinking about 2 or 3 points, and I said, I just do not bet against Donegal. Any day they go out, I just am fully convinced that they'll have a game plan to beat Kerry, whatever that may be. Michael Langan for man of the match from midfield.
Tammy, you're the only other neutral here. Who do you think will win?
Well, I just think we're guaranteed.
Can't win.
It's 2-2. Come on, Tom.
I just can't win.
Tom, well, you do the signing for Tom.
We're guaranteed.
Come on, Tom.
A great game of football.
No, I don't
on Sunday.
Anybody but Kerry.
I'll be honest, right? And I know I upset a lot of Kerry people earlier in the summer. That was unintentional. Yeah. I'm trying to upset James at the time. Whoa. I'm leaning towards Donegal, to be honest.
Las Vegas in the hills.
Mark McHugh, thanks so much for coming down from Spain and Kilcare to join us tonight. No, Kieran Donaghy, you took time away from a family homily. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Thank you to a brilliant team and Off the Ball and an AIB who helped us put the show together. And thanks to everybody who joined us here in Crow Park in the Hogan Suite. It's phenomenal. We'll see you Sunday. Thank you. Hey, good work. Well done. Great work. Well done.
Well done. Well done. Good work. Well done. Get a photo with you, Sam. Oh, yeah. We get one photo. You wouldn't grab one photo of us, would you? Would you mind? Legend. Thank you. Yeah, just one, yeah.